USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Mexico has blocked a new U.S.-bound migrant caravan at its southern border over the weekend. The roughly 400 people were made up of folks from Central America, Venezuelans, and Haitians. The U.S. Supreme Court reinstated President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy in late August. Comments by Mexican President Lopez Obrador said he wanted undocumented migrants to stay in southern Mexico. Migration advocate groups called Mexico's actions a cruel act. Six planes trying to ferry hundreds of American citizens and green card holders spent another day parked on an airstrip in northern Afghanistan Monday. House Foreign Affairs Committee ranking member Republican Michael McCaul of Texas on Fox News.
And in fact, we had six airplanes at Mazar Sharif Airport, six airplanes with American citizens on them as I speak, also with these interpreters, and the Taliban is holding them hostage for demands.
USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Close to a half million households and businesses in our southern states remained without power from the destruction of Hurricane Ida on Monday as new flash flood warnings were issued due to slow-moving rain and heavy thunderstorms rolling through the area. Let's get a booster shot update with Tim Berg.
The booster shot for the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine could be available in the next week or so, but a large portion of Americans still haven't gotten their first shot. Dr. Rich McCormick works in an emergency room in Atlanta and is running for a congressional seat in Georgia. He says the vaccine should be a personal decision.
This really should be a discussion between you and your doctor rather than the government giving carte blanche statements when everything's a percentage game and you can't possibly consider all the different things that would come into each consideration for a vaccination or a treatment based on your risk factors, your age, your exposure, all that that the government really can't make blanket statements on.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The science experts in the Biden administration jumped the gun, announcing a September date to start distributing booster shots to prevent serious illness from COVID-19. This was done before the scientists at the FDA and CDC cleared the way for booster shots, adding to the confused messaging from the White House. Dr. Ashish Jha, the dean of Brown University School of Public Health, told Newsmax TV on Monday what he knows about the booster shots.
I think what we're going to see is the clinical trials that are being done right now, or what Pfizer and Moderna are collecting, is their own data. So obviously, if you imagine you're Pfizer, your motivation on the third shot is to make sure you're testing your own dose. So I don't think that they're going to be submitting data with mixing and matching. So the big question will be, is somebody else going to run those trials? Is NIH going to run those trials? Until we do, I think the official recommendation is going to be to stick to the one that you got. That's where the best evidence is going to be, and I think that's probably pretty reasonable.
Will we need to take a booster shot every year?
I don't expect it. First of all, you know, obviously there's the annual flu shot. It's possible this could become an annual shot for a while, but I don't even know that that's necessarily going to be the case. Look, the idea that we didn't know that this was going to be a three-shot regimen a year ago, of course we didn't. Like, this is the first time we've developed this vaccine against this virus. So to me, I'm not totally surprised. I have to say this is not what I was expecting either. But we don't have regimens which we're doing four, five, six shots. That's not generally how vaccines work. It's not necessary. I don't expect that to happen here either.
I'm Lance Prime, USA Radio News.